Chatting on Mishnah 1, and Magarish is Ishtai Va'amar Lai. Someone divorces his wife and he says to her, Arei at muteris l'chol adam ela l'ploini. He says to his wife, I'm divorcing you. You're allowed to marry anyone except for so and so. You're not allowed to marry him. This divorce is conditional on you not marrying that guy. And if you marry that guy, retroactively the get's invalid. Your marriage is adultery, and that's not allowed. So Rabbi Eliezer matter. So Rabbi Eliezer matter v'chomim osher, and the rabbis disagree. So Rabbi Eliezer holds it's like any other condition. You know, that you could put on a get, and this is a condition, and he holds that all conditions work, etc. But the Chachamim say no, that when you give her a get, it's supposed to be a sefer krisos. It's supposed to be like a cutting document, right? And you can't have, and this is one kind of condition that's not cut, because you can't limit her to not marrying one man. So in this case over here, it doesn't work. So the Chachamim, you can't limit your wife but divorcing her and limiting her from marrying one. Right. Okay. So that's how the Chachamim hold. Kate said yes. Yeah. Says so. What happens if he does give her such a get? What should he do according to Chachamim? He should take the get back, and he should give it to her again. You are permitted to all men. In other words, they should go. Should take the get back, and they should go through the procedure again. But v'im kasvo besoche, but if he went so far as to actually write that condition into the document itself, then afal pishe chazo mechako, then even though he takes it back and he erases it, pasul, the get is invalid, he would have to rewrite the get. That's obviously according to the Chachamim.